Gus was pushing 60, give or take a year or so. Picked watermelon south of Luling for 20 years or more. Thin and wiry, limping slightly, skin like old cowhide. And he hadn't seen his front teeth since that fight in 65. Well, Ellen owned the land for years since Jack died in the war. She was 55 and on a good day passed for 54. Short and wide and beady-eyed, and folks said she was mean, but she grew the biggest watermelons that you've ever seen. You know she was the apple of his eye, shadow of a smile sometimes enough to make him sigh. Unrequited love he didn't deny when side by side that watermelon time. Gus would work behind her just to watch her bend and say, golly, that's a big one. Hope they all come out that way. He prayed sometimes the sun would always shine, and all year long was watermelon time. Went to town one day, a dollar and a dream. She bought a pack of cigarettes and some fashion magazines. At 5 o'clock her destiny came walking up the road. She ran off with the feed store clerk and moved to Cibolo. Gus, he wasn't quite prepared for what fate had in store. Picking watermelon never seemed like work before. He raised his fist to heaven, take me now, he screamed and cried. As he laid his head on Ellen's melons, Gus gave up and died. You know she was the apple of his eye, shadow of a smile sometimes enough to make him sigh. Unrequited love he didn't mind, but he died alone at watermelon time. Yes, he died alone at watermelon time.